Hello and welcome to 6 Minute English. I'm Neil.
And I'm Alice. My chair feels uncomfortable today. How does yours feel?
Oh, mine's fine. Very comfortable, thank you.
Well, it would be nice if you offered to give me your chair, Neil.
What? No chance. Well, I would be uncomfortable then, wouldn't I?
You should give me your seat, Neil.
Should I? Well, now might be a good time to mention that chivalry is the subject of today's show.
Chivalry, these days, means polite behaviour, usually by men towards women.
Though, in the past, it referred to a code of behaviour followed by knights in the Middle Ages. It was all about honour and courage in battle, and only later on about being polite to the ladies. Well, we aren't living in the Middle Ages anymore, are we?
No comment. Let's go for our traditional question. I have a literary one for you today. Who wrote the novel Don Quixote about a 50-year-old man travelling Spain in search of knightly adventures in rusty armour and a cardboard helmet? Was it A. Miguel de Cervantes, B. Leo Tolstoy, or C. William Shakespeare?
I think I'm going to get it right today, Alice. I'm going to say A. Miguel de Cervantes.
Well, we'll find out later on in the show if you're right or not. But first, do you think chivalry is dead, Neil?
No, not at all. These traditions are alive and kicking. In Poland, at any rate. If something is alive and kicking, it means it's active. The BBC reporter Adam Easton saw it with his own eyes and is going to describe it for us.
Medieval knight tournaments and battle reenactments are popular across Europe, but there's something about dressing up as a knight that particularly appeals to people here in Poland. In the summer, there's events every weekend. And here in Malbork, northern Poland, home to Europe's largest medieval castle, there's one of the biggest of the season.
There's archery, crossbow, jousting, other horse skills, and more than 100,000 people come to watch these tournaments.
The BBC reporter Adam Easton. By the way, what's a reenactment, Neil?
It's where you perform the actions of a past event. And in Malbork, in Poland, they stage battle reenactments every weekend, apparently, at least in the summer months.
It doesn't sound like my cup of tea. And that means it doesn't sound like something I would enjoy doing. How about you, Neil?
Well, I'm not sure about the archery, crossbow and jousting. It all sounds like too much hard work. But I'd definitely enjoy the dressing up.
Excellent. Well, jousting is where two people fight on horseback using a lance or long pole to try to knock the other person off their horse, especially as part of a tournament or sporting event. So, with the dressing up, Neil, I'm curious. I can't imagine you as a knight in shining armour, to be honest.
Come on, Alice. I'd look very appealing to any damsel in distress. A damsel in distress is a young unmarried woman in need of help.
OK, you might make a very fetching or attractive knight, Neil, but you should get used to actually helping the ladies. Maybe offering me your seat? I'm still sitting uncomfortably here.
Come on, Alice. A knight needs to sit comfortably too. We've always been the ones with battles to fight.
But at some point in the history of chivalry, prowess or skill on the battlefield became combined with a set of conventions or rules governing other aspects of behaviour. This included a knight's moral and religious duties and how to conduct their love affairs. Professor Laura Ash at Oxford University explains.
The really strange thing is the idea that love should somehow make you a better knight. I mean, this is what is suddenly claimed in the late 12th century, and it makes very little sense. You know, if you imagine a footballer telling his teammates that being in love makes him a better footballer.
That was Professor Laura Ash, and I agree with her. What has being a great footballer or a great warrior got to do with love?
Well, courtly love was a social code governing behaviour between aristocratic men and women that developed at the same time and amongst the same people as chivalry, and the two became intertwined, or hard to separate, from then on.
And aristocrats are people of high social rank. OK, Alice, I think it's time you told us the answer to today's quiz question.
Good idea. OK, I asked, who wrote the novel Don Quixote about a 50-year-old man travelling Spain in search of knightly adventures in rusty armour and a cardboard helmet? Was it A. Miguel de Cervantes, B. Leo Tolstoy, or C. William Shakespeare?
And I said A. Miguel de Cervantes.
And you were right.
Hey!
Well done. Don Quixote was written by Miguel de Cervantes and published in 1605. It's a comic novel which describes what happens to an elderly knight who, his head muddled by reading too many romances, sets out on his old horse with his companion Sancho Panza to seek adventure.
Very interesting, Alice. Now, can we hear the words we learned today?
Sure. They are chivalry, alive and kicking, reenactment, my cup of tea, jousting, lance, tournament, fetching, damsel in distress, prowess, conventions, courtly love, intertwined, aristocrats.
Well, that's the end of today's 6 Minute English. Please join us again soon. And by the way, Alice, would you like my chair? It's very comfortable.
Oh, thank you. Now that the programme is over, Neil.
Better late than never. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. 6 Minute English from the BBC.